of our normal state of being, which is somehow more important than all those imaginary ones today, because in that dream state I will see the Hakim Elohi, right? My dreams go over there. Even at the daytime I do daydreaming about it. That dream, I will go there. Then what will happen tomorrow morning? This lady is back. The intelligence is back, right? And so we will think that, how come that intelligence doesn't lose his way within so many million of people? He will come back to you. Who is it to you? What? Let's see.
In autumn, the myriads of boughs and leaves go in rout into the sea of death. In the garden, the crow, clothed in black like a mourner, makes lament over the greenery. Again, from the lord of the land comes the edict to non-existence. Give back what thou hast devoured. Give up, O Black Death, what thou hast devoured of plants and healing herbs and leaves and grass.
So, another example of this constant change in the universe. One is in the season changes, and you will see it. Then it's the attitude of the animals changing their costume, their cover and everything. And it happens again and again and again. Not exactly, but similarly, right? So from all this, you should learn what? Oh brother.
Oh brother, collect thy wits for an instant. Mm-hmm. From moment to moment, there is autumn and spring within thee.
Here the words is apple again. We will say, bring your wits, your real intelligent. Pull it together, you will realize. I'm not talking about the winter and the summer outside. In you, what's happening in you? You're sad, you're happy, you're enchanted, you feel miserable. It's always changing. Yes?
Behold the garden of the heart, green and moist and fresh, full of rosebuds and cypresses and jasmines, boughs hidden by the multitude of leaves, vast plain and high palace hidden by the multitude of flowers.
So, there is this stuff. Do you see it? Of course not. Which one of you are looking at the heart and the beauty in it and the garden of love in the heart? It exists, okay? You know about it. Now, yes.
These words, which are from the universal reason, are the scent of those flowers and cypresses and hyacinths.
Uh-huh. So, let me tell you, there is this beautiful garden of love, full of flowers, with feminine spring. Yeah, we have that. You know that we have a guy, the green guy, who is always green, always alive. So, this beauty is always there. Now I'm talking about it. This talking is something. It's not just saying something. This is the smell of that word. Means, with all these texts and remedies, we just give you the smell. The rest is up in you. Yes, now here we could say that the part that God will do is this. That he puts the smelling stuff, the smelling ability in you. He can tell these lawyers to bring in the smell of these flowers and everything. But at the end, you have to look for the body yourself. Means the will of God and what he wants will do will not stop you from trying your best and doesn't exclude you from your responsibility. Yes? The smell.
Didst thou smell the scent of a rose when no rose was? Didst thou see the foaming of wine when no wine was? The scent is thy guide and conducts thee on thy way. It will bring thee to Eden and Kaffar.
What's the use of this? Because whenever we talk about that beautiful heart and that beautiful state of being, somebody in you will say, where is it? I don't see it. I don't see any. These are, romanticized in this book, but in reality, of course you don't see any. Because you're far from it. But the smell is here to motivate you. Haven't you been in a position that you smell a flower, but you can't see the flower? What do you say then? You don't say, oh, somebody is tricking me, maybe there is no smell, and blah, blah, blah. You realize that, okay, there is a garden, I'm not there, I smell. It's like that, the smell. Therefore, don't talk about that you haven't seen this state of beauty that we are talking. It's plenty, but you haven't seen so much. Smell. Smell is the magical stuff. Because it could attract you from far, far, far away. And this is what it is. That golden garden is far, far away, but no visitor ever came back from it without a bouquet of flower. Why do I say that? This was a claim, me personally, I did it here. How would I dare to say that? Imagine, because you know that I believe in scientific approach, and I don't say absolutely this, absolutely that, no black and white, but I just said that no one ever came back from that garden without a bouquet of flowers. Why did I say that? Just because I'm a daring person?
Because you can smell.
But it's more than that. I smell it soon. A couple of them brought some flower, but maybe some of them didn't.
You can't bring the whole garden with you, so you bring what you can, which is a small bouquet.
Yes, but I'm saying that nobody came out empty-handed. I found it in this book. Ruminator will tell you that, you know what? He will create some situations that without being really qualified, you will be in that garden. He will take someone in that garden. Then we'll show you something that someone does not want to come back. Will not. Will try to stay there. The only motivation for them is called the rest of us. They come back for the rest of us. They don't want to come back here. They don't want to enjoy the normal life for the sake of normal life. They have a pleasure that they could remain in a corner, hidden, and be full of joy for eternity. They come back to us to share the misery with us, to bring us the flower. And it's not in their hand. They don't like it. This guy repeatedly will say, I don't want even to talk about these subjects, but it's forcing itself out of me. That's the magic of that garden. When you go in that garden, something vanishes in you. That's the self. So, you don't come back because you like to come back. You come back for us. All of them, they came back to call the others. That's the joy of them. Because that garden is so beautiful. It will not taste that good when you're alone. Haven't you experienced this? That there are some cities that when you see it, you need someone to say, hey, look. And it will add to the pleasure. That's what it is all about. Beauty tends to come out. So the beauty of that garden will use these lucky people.